My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is our pal Pete Haley, Junks Olympics correspondent, checking in live from, have you heard of this city? Paris. What's up, Pete? Good morning.
I like when you go into that voice.
Thank you. It's one of my specialties, JP.
It's also probably a city that you'll never visit.
Paris?
Yeah, you're not going
there. Maybe. I would say 25% chance.
1 in 4? Pretty
one
good.
In four chance.
Oh, you might get romantic later in life.
I don't know.
Take the wife.
We'll have to see what the future holds. What's up, Pete? What's up, Pedro?
Paris, the city of lights, the capital of France, the huge place I've been in for 6 months, and I'm just kind of missing some American comforts, but that's okay because there's 4 days of action left. I'll be on a hello. Also, I'll do this voice one more time, then I'll stop stealing it. You ever heard of a charter flight on the way home Monday?
Nice.
NBC? I can't wait for that.
Hold on. This is way more important than like some sort of steeplechase event you're going to talk about. Give us the details on the charter flight. Like, what sort of aircraft? How many people are on it? What are the seating arrangements? What does the catering look like?
So that all those questions are great questions. I've never flown charter. I don't even know what to look for, but I know it's just an NBC-wide charter. There's a bunch of us going home after 24 straight days of work. And I know on my ticket it says food. I don't know how good the food is, but that's fine. I'll be ready for it.
Right.
I don't know where I'm sitting, but that's okay. I'm sure I'm not sitting within 30 rows of Tariko and anybody else important.
I hope you're flying in an Airbus and not a Boeing.
Yep, that's now the first thing I check on my tickets. We had an Airbus coming over, so good. I would hope an Airbus coming back, but they could sit me on the toilet with some duty already in there, and I'd be happy to come home.
Wow.
I am excited.
Are you there? You're there the whole time without your girlfriend? Has she come to visit, or?
No, she has not come to visit, just because the hours for me are so weird where it would not be great for us. She could have showed up and perused Paris on her own and probably had a really nice time, but we figured
for her to spend that much money to come sit in a hotel and then for me to come home grumpy after a long shift just wouldn't be great. So we've been texting and FaceTiming, and we miss each other a bunch, and that's going to be a great return. And she's going to pick me up at JFK at 4 p.m. on Monday. So she's going to sit in probably 6 hours of traffic both ways, but she's doing it out of love.
That's all right.
You and Tirico can show her the Eiffel Tower.
That is a heinous joke.
That's a great joke.
All right, so what are you seeing? What are the big events that we can look forward to here in the last few days?
Before he gets to that, I did marvel at your tweet from July 31st, Pete, at Pete Haley, NBCS. As you were out in the wild, you were watching the BMX freestyle final. You tweeted a picture of a woman walking around on the streets of Paris with an alternate Commander's Chase Young jersey.
What?
I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Not even just an alternate. It was a gray alternate. This woman must have been, like, so lost, but it was, I had to take my phone out. So, yeah, I was strolling home after the BMX final, a riveting show of biking. That's about all I have to say about that. I liked when the people fell. That was very entertaining. And yeah, on the sidewalk on the way home, I just walked by and I said, hey, that looks like Redskins colors. Oh my God, it's a gray football team Redskins Commanders throwback, and it's Chase Young. So that was the weirdest jersey I've seen by far.
Bizarre.
But yes, in terms of the events you're asking about, Eric, there is a ton of good track and field today. The U.S.'s track team is racking up medals. They have 6 golds already. They only had 7 in Tokyo. They have 19 total medals after only having 26 in Tokyo. Look for Noah Lyles in the 200 meter. There's also a couple other guys in the 200 meters. So we could be looking at a potential twofer, if not a podium sweep there. And also the 400 hurdles for the women. There's going to be a really good showdown between Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni of the U.S. She is sick. There's a woman from the Netherlands named Femke Bol, no relation to Manute Bol, for those wondering. And if Valdez can find it, she's gone viral recently because it sounds like when she talks, someone's given her a glass of helium and then said, like, talk like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I know. I've seen the clip. Yep.
But she's as weird as her voice is, she's even better at running and jumping over hurdles that are spaced about 9 meters apart, I learned yesterday. So that's going to be a very cool final. So the U.S. track is probably the headliners from here on out. And today is supposed to be really good medal-wise. One more guy from Chesapeake, Virginia, Grant Holloway. He's going in the 110-meter hurdles, and he just blew away the competition in the semifinal. Oh, God, excuse me.
You okay?
Semi-final. So,
hey, look, you know what? Yeah. Gather yourself. I think we have audio of the woman that you were talking about.
It was amazing. I mean, okay. It was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running into 50, so I knew I had to go out fast.
That's real?
Yeah. It sounds like Rahm's wife sped up about 50 times.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how big of a story was it in France? It was a big story on the junkies, the guy who knocked down the bar, the pole vaulter with the bulge.
Yeah.
I'll say the junkies paid more attention to anything dong related than we do on NBC's Primetime in Paris show, which is viewed by millions of people every night and tries to be somewhat professional. So we did not cover that. I think it just missed the rundown. If we had 3.5 hours instead of 3, we would have done it. But we tend to pay more attention to things like basketball instead of like that, men's.
Your show is too packed.
Yeah, yeah, not talking about hog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an entire segment for the junks.
Oh, yeah. It's a bonanza.
It's actually, and we did a follow up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to say that hasn't happened.
So you didn't do the pole vaulter chick that was twerking? You didn't do that one either?
Nope, no, no. We didn't get to that either. Tirico was not necessarily going for that.
Has he yelled at you yet?
Focus on the action. He could yell at me if he wanted to. Like there, I would have no problem with one of the greatest of all time yelling at me, who we just met a couple weeks ago. But he is extremely friendly. Pats me on the back. Does inside jokes with
me. Have you disappointed him at all yet?
Early on, so there no disappointment, but there was one fact I gave him where it was like, blah, 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 has won gold. And he looked at me and he said, hey, let's just be sure, Olympic gold, okay? When you give me these, let's just mention Olympic gold, because the world championships and these other kinds of gold medals. And it was like, yeah, that's a great point. But he's on our daytime show, he's on our nighttime show. probably 3 hours on daytime. He's weaving in interviews with Carmelo Anthony and then like a handball player. And then he comes with us. He sits, he eats dinner. Then he's on TV for about another 3 hours and he has to just know everything. And it's, this is my third hit with you guys. I've said it all every time. It's so impressive to watch. He handles it with ease.
He's
up till 5 a.m.
Yeah,
and
he's
built for this. And I am could not be more in awe of the guy's talents.
What about, have you had interaction with Snoop?
Snoop has been in my general area. Last night, I wanted to sneak a selfie. He was behind me getting mic'd up, and he's about 8 feet tall. And he was wearing this ridiculous Noah Lyles jacket. And I wanted to take a selfie, but I was afraid he was going to see me, call me out, and then have one of his entourage escort me out of the very nice cafe we're working in.
Yeah.
But that's another guy. He is like super, he's as goofy off air as he is on air. Like, you know, I was thinking maybe he had that personality on air, but then he'd come through and he'd be kind of grumpy. No, he's doing his goofy Snoop bits.
It just seems like he's
a good guy.
But shizzle, Pete.
Yeah.
Nice 10-year-old reference.
Well, these want to know, did he reek of weed when he was when he was behind you?
No, I did not smell any marijuana. If he wants to smoke, I'm sure he could do it and nobody would bat an eyelash, but he's doing a really good job. One of our executives calls him an ambassador of happiness, and like I think that title fits. He's at all these games, he's interacting with
I think he's been the star of the Olympics.
Players, families.
Pedro, can you confirm or deny?
I totally agree with you, Eric.
Confirm or deny that Snoop Dogg is getting paid something to the tune of $500K per day by the corporate overlords at NBC?
Did you guys have a pre-show meeting and say, hey, let's get together and let's try to ask Pete as many questions as we can that could get him fired? Or hey Valdez, bring your best Eiffel Tower reference for this one. Okay?
Well, you know, menage a trois is French, Pete.
I definitely can't confirm, and I can't deny it either. But whatever Snoop is being paid, he deserves it. He's going all across the city. He's delivering a whole new audience for us, and he's doing it with a smile on his face. A couple nights ago, he and Martha Stewart came in, mm-hmm. and they were clinking champagne glasses after a day at dressage. They were wearing their goofy equestrian outfits. It was really funny. So Snoop has done a really good job. Other people we've had in our office include John Mulaney, Simone Biles, the men's gymnastics team, Katie Ledecky, all these just megastars come by, sit with Mike Tirico, do interviews with the Eiffel Tower in the background. So,
what about non-sports? Besides Martha Stewart and Snoop, you know what I mean? Like, what are the non-sports celebs have you run into or seen?
Yeah, Alex Cooper. Have you seen Alex Cooper?
The caller daddy chick?
Yeah, I've seen Alex Cooper. She was on the red carpet during opening ceremonies. Al Michaels and Bob Costas have been walking around. I know that's sports, but those are two Olympic pieces of royalty.
Does Al walk like an old man, or does he walk like a normal, like, you know, 65-year-old?
Be careful again.
Yeah, don't get fired.
He puts a foot in front of the other, and he gets from point A to point B. There's no pictures on the scorecard with Al Michaels, all right? He's walking totally fine,
all right.
And he's still got that sultry voice.
I mean,
So we certainly focus more on the sports athletes. There are other shows like Alex Cooper. Maria Taylor has a show where they get some maybe more of the celebrities, whereas we try and get like the biggest gold medals of the night. So Cole Hawker, who won the 1500 meters a couple nights ago for the U.S., a few hours after that happened, he was here celebrating. So who knows? Maybe we'll get somebody like Noah Lyles if he gets the double.
If Pete said anything bad about Al Michaels, he's not flying charter home from Paris.
Al Michaels isn't NBC.
He's swimming home.
Al Michaels?
He's not NBC,
I'm not
right?
I'm finishing this phone call if I say something bad about Al Michaels.
Al Michaels used to be on Football Night in America, which is a huge NBC product.
Oh, he is NBC?
He used to be. I don't know if he still is. I can't confirm.
Yeah, I mean, he's Amazon now, but we're pretty friendly with Amazon. And, like, Al Michaels, he's like, you know, he's like the retired athlete, but if he shows up to your practice or shows up to your game, it's like if B-Mitch goes to Commander's Park. They're not going to be like, oh, B-Mitch, you're with 106.7. You actually can't come through this door anymore. He's good for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he's good.
He can hang out with us.
Hey, what do you think of LeBron putting the crown on his head when they were cheering the French swimmer?
It was funny, but also, like, dude, I guess LeBron gets to this point because he has a major ego, but just because people are clapping, imagine being in a world where you think every time someone claps or cheers, they're doing it for you.
Right.
Like, hey, LeBron, you're on an NBA court with 15 other All-Stars, And it's possible that people are looking elsewhere. But good for LeBron for doing that. Leon Marchand is probably the biggest winner of these games. 5 medals, 4 golds. He's 22. That guy, his Instagram DMs have probably overloaded with just inappropriate photos and requests. He's been a true gift for these French people. The French people have showed out for their athletes. And if you want, if you're so inclined, the French are playing Germany in a semifinal today for basketball. And last time I checked, Germany, pretty heavy favorite. And I saw Germany in person play Greece a few days ago, was so uninspired. They squeaked by Greece, which was Giannis and then a bunch of guys with 15 vowels in their last names. So if you like France today against Germany, I think that might be worth some of your FanDuel plays. If you're doing the, I don't know what day it is, if you're doing the FanDuel parlay, which you probably aren't, but that'd be worth it.
Are you looking for
any of your listeners?
Are you looking for a Bilal Coulibaly breakout?
Yeah, have you been swept up in Bilal Coulibaly mania over there in Paris? Because that's my guy.
Yeah.
And I'm getting attacked. Pete, you don't understand the level of attacks I'm taking here in the studio for being Coulibaly.
He's your guy.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Cakes wants to pick the splinters out of his butt from riding pine.
Yeah. I mentioned Leon Marchand as the true winner of these games. On the opposite end of the spectrum, and then go 10 more meters.
Don't do this.
That's where Bilal Coulibaly is.
Don't do this.
He is the most useless player. Oh. And also, by the way, when I was at the Germany game, I saw two former Wizards players. Can you guys work together to figure out who the two Wizards were?
Mo Wagner is one.
Mo Wagner is certainly one.
And, the second one.
And even more obscure, but you guys have definitely mentioned his name a bunch of times.
They never had Dennis Schroeder.
No, Schroeder's never been on the squad. Who is it?
That's about all I know on the team.
Is it the guy that EB used to be obsessed with, and I would just goof on him all the time?
Dude, the three-point sniper?
No.
Who, Luke Shenstrom?
No.
Luke Shenstrom.
He's 18 years old.
Probably about 3 years ago is what I would guess he played for. Kind of a 3-and-D without much of the three, if you know what I'm saying.
When you say his name, I'm going to be distraught, but go ahead.
Isaac Bonga.
Your guy. That's I saw him.
He
stinks.
Does he have like blonde hair there? He dyed his hair or something?
He's got blonde hair.
Yeah.
And when he makes threes, he made like three threes somehow against Greece. Again, Greece was awful. Yeah. Giannis looked like he wanted to destroy every one of his teammates. He was barely listening to his coach. He looks so punched out. He does this weird thing where he like puts his hand over his face. I was trying to figure it out, but I was sitting too far away, and also was overwhelmed by how smelly everybody is in France. That arena stunk to high heaven. These people do not put deodorant on, and then I had to ride a metro 20 stops back to my hotel where everybody's got their arms up on the bar, like holding up. And I thought I was going to faint.
What's his
deodorant?
Speed
I don't know. I don't know what the upside is. You remember, you're such an ugly American.
No, he's actually
I'm an ugly American.
He's an American that practices good hygiene.
Basic human right. Whatever lady, remember when you guys had that lady on who like went viral because she didn't put on deodorant? She should come live in France because she'll get dates and nobody will look down.
She'll fit right in.
Francis.
Shower for a week. Mm-hmm. France. There you go.
I thought EB's guy was Garrison Matthews, by the way. And I thought maybe he had some sort of German, German passport.
He had a weird thing for Isaac Bonga, too, a few years ago.
I just thought he could play.
Bilal Coulibaly wears number 99 for France. He should wear 0 so it matches how many minutes he gets per game.
I am taking this as a personal attack to Pete Haley from thousands of miles away. We used to be boys. Yeah, so, we used to be tight.
By the way, speaking of basketball, Cakes, we're still boys. Speaking of basketball, today is the 32-year anniversary of the Dream Team winning its gold medal game against Croatia. They won by 32, and that was the biggest sweat they had of the entire tournament. So that team was pretty good. And yes, the women and the men are still both alive. The men play, oh my God, who do they play today? Oh,
Serbia.
They play Jokic. They play Serbia. They play Jokic. They beat them by 26 earlier in this tournament. They also beat them by 26 in July in a pre-Olympic exhibition. So look for them to win by 26, move on. They'll see France in the final, and it will probably be riveting for about a quarter and a half. And then LeBron will do things and make people actually cheer for him instead of a swimmer. And U.S. won by 25.
I'll root for Coulibaly against the United States.
You're rooting for Coulibaly.
Hope that the U.S. wins by 30, because then Coulibaly can get in at the end and throw up a couple ugly 15-footers and tell everybody he played in a gold medal game.
I feel so attacked.
I think Germany's going to win, by the way.
All right, JP, you and I, we can make a little side bet.
Sure.
And it can be $3 since you guys never bet anything more than that.
Yep.
And then neither of us will pay each other because we're really far away.
We can Venmo. We can Venmo. I'll bet you. Done deal.
On your show.
$3 deal.
Doing these hits has been a real treat. I know you guys are probably Olympics out, but it's been nice to kind of remind me of home. And I've really enjoyed catching up with you guys, and it's been better than talking about the Commanders, although I'm sure you guys would rather be talking about that at this point. But yes, the Olympics have been a real treat, a highlight of my career, 24 days in a row, 16 days in a row of working until 5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
But I wouldn't rather be anywhere else except maybe back in my friend and my cat.
Hey, you did have a room to yourself, right?
Yes, a really nice room. It's a hotel called the Malia on the Champs d'Elysée, which is like kind of the fancy strip here in Paris. I've walked around a little bit, and I got my girlfriend a Goofy shirt from the merch store. If you wanted to go to a place that makes you want to spray your brains all over the inside of a hotel room, go to the merch store at the Paris Olympics. It was like the last place on earth anybody would ever want to go. Everybody was elbowing for shirts of like the Arc de Triomphe on it and to pay $40. So that was exhausting, but I wanted to bring some merch home for my girlfriend.
Yeah. We don't encourage our listeners to call Pete's hotel when he's trying to
no,
nap.
No, we would never tell them to do that, ever.
Yeah, they definitely shouldn't do that.
Actually, someone called me on like the third day. And then I picked up and nobody was there, and I unplugged the phone. So if you did call, it would go right to voice.
EB, how many whistles here? In 24 days? Gold medal in whistling.
Well, listen, Pete has a different work ethic than us, though. Right.
No, he's working a lot.
He's working until 5 a.m. There's no time to whistle. And he probably just crashes as soon as he gets in his room. Right? I'm going to say under 5. Yeah. I'm going to say under 5.
I'd find Alex Cooper for Gluck Gluck.
I'd say under.
Hey, over or under 5, Pete?
It's honestly probably, and I don't want to sound like Jason Bishop. Yeah. I'm usually a man of pretty high testosterone. It's too tiring. I work 13 hours. I need to sleep about 8. And then the other 3, I'm walking around trying to find a baguette for lunch. It's maybe 5, but it's definitely not over. And I'll tell you, the last 10 days, it might be like 1.
Wow.
It is crashed into a wall. There is no energy flowing through this body.
Understood. All right, well, Pete, we have loved having you on.
At least
safe
you didn't claim
back,
zero.
Right.
And we'll talk to you again soon, man.
Okay, you probably won't. Earlier and I don't cover the Commanders anymore, so we probably won't talk soon, but talk to me on Twitter, DM me, I'll message you.
Hey, you can be a Commanders guy. You can still be a Commanders correspondent.
No, it's fake, but I do, EB, I'll be watching your golf swing from afar. Cakes.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll be liking your gifts about the Money Metal Cakes Classic and
perfect.
JP.
Love it.
When you tweet out pictures from your vacations and free shirts, I'll be shaking
yes.
my head at it.
Perfect.
I miss you guys. I love you guys. And keep crushing it over there,
yep.
stateside.
Good hearing from
All
you
right,
again.
Thank you,
That's
buddy.
Pete Haley, Junkies Olympics correspondent, checking in from Paris. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
It is Open Line Thursday. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. 800-636-1067. We talked about this maybe a month ago, whether we were boring or not. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're kind of boring with is that we travel to the same spots all the time. I just was on Facebook for a second, and one of my buddies is in Croatia. Like, it just never even crossed my mind. It looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And Pauly Flix is in Croatia. Alaska.
I haven't even been to Crofton in 10 years, let alone Croatia. Speaking of places that start with CR.
I have heard it's beautiful. And
sure,
I'm seeing pictures of like amazing waterfalls and like an amazing, I don't know if it's a sea what it is.
You speak for yourself, JP. In the next 2 weeks, I'm traveling to two places that are near and dear to my heart. One, Kiawah Island, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. The other one's got to be casino related.
MGM National Harbor. I love both of those places. And I'll be at both of those places in the next 2 weeks.
So one is Oxon Hill, Maryland.
That is correct.
And the other is South Carolina, where you've been
these are 30 times. These are correct points, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you have it.
I don't know how expensive it's going to be, but next year, it's either going to be next year or the year after, I would like to do. You're doing 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it doesn't do it justice to go for a week. I have family, first cousins in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So I will visit where my dad was born and grew up and visit my cousins. So that's Italy. And then I will do a little vacation there. But I think I want to go to Greece. Greece looks amazing.
He's not sure if it's expensive.
I don't know how expensive. How expensive. I know it's expensive.
Yeah.
Whatever. Trips are expensive. That's one factor. But you just got to have interest.
I've seen pictures of Greece.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Looks fantastic. You know what? Will I ever go there? Will I ever go to Mykonos? Who knows?
I mean, it just looks different than, Laurel.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Laurel.
Or Oxon Hill.
Laurel's the armpit of Maryland.
I mean, you just gave him raw meat. I know. By throwing Laurel out there. Are you guys ready to play Big Deal or Little Deal? It's the segment that is sweeping the country.
Okay.
People are raving about it.
All right.
Big deal or little deal that French track and field athlete Alice Finot surprised the crowd and her fiance with a marriage proposal after she broke an Olympic record in the 3,000 meter women's steeplechase.
Women are proposing to men.
Yeah.
Big deal or little deal?
Little deal to me. I don't care.
It means nothing
people,
to me. Yeah.
You know.
Who cares?
It's almost cliche. I'm not saying in particular when you win a gold medal.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But you see these proposals in sports fairly often, not necessarily coming from the woman.
I mean,
but.
Yeah, how they're desperate for ADs.
I would concur, little deal.
Yeah.
It also shows the guy's sleeping a little bit on the proposal if the woman does the proposal, in
what
my opinion.
What does he do?
That's kind of old school. I'm sure I don't know anything about this person. Her potential husband?
Yeah, I mean, he's,
I don't know.
He's been emasculated probably. He's been emasculated the rest of his life. But she's not only she proposed and she's got the gold medal
over
there.
Yeah, but I think that he's got scoreboard because he can always say, she proposed to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's but like, she's got scoreboard that she wins Olympic gold.
Yeah. I hope he's got medals. Something on his resume or he's just subservient his whole life.
Probably got a Louisville slugger in his pants.
Yeah, maybe he's like the French pole vaulter.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like that.
What's the name of this?
The name of
Olympic gold medalist that proposed? Yes.
Her name is Alice Finot, Finot.
Yeah, good luck finding her.
I'm sure she's all over the internet.
All right.
Big deal or little deal, DK Metcalf swings his helmet at his teammate's head. I mean, Seahawks tempers boil over at training camp practice.
It's kind of a big deal because I feel like it's kind of like a, don't take this the wrong way, but kind of like a bitch move. Like, if you're going to fight, just fight. Like, swinging a helmet at somebody, I don't know.
I think it's a big deal because, like, if somebody isn't wearing a helmet, you swing a helmet at their head.
Were they not wearing their helmet?
I don't know if that person was. I think they were wearing their helmet.
Yeah.
But,
they were both wearing their helmets.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's a big deal.
I think it's kind of a classless move.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's a little deal. You have skirmishes and fights all the time.
Yeah, but
if he connected,
swinging a helmet goes above and beyond.
If
like,
he
that's,
connected,
yeah. Next level.
If he connected with the helmet and crushed the guy's skull, obviously a big deal.
Yeah.
But everything that I've seen is there wasn't an injury. So, little deal. By the way, see, the French woman who proposed to her boyfriend, he's a triathlete.
Right. But is he a Olympic triathlete?
It just says here, Alice Fanon and her fiancé, triathlete Bruno Martinez, have been together for 9 years.
Oh, okay. 9 years? You're right. He was
asleep. 9 years? That's a long
time. I am going for the world record in world's longest engagement. That's what that guy's doing. Been a lot of French accents on the show today.
All right, might as well.
A lot of bad French accents, I should say. Big deal or little deal, 49ers Christian McCaffrey calls Brandon Ayuk a, quote, former teammate on video.
You know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
Mm. I will be the first to say this. Well, probably not the first. As of this date, Thursday, August 8th, 2024.
You're out on Ayuk talk.
I'm officially over the Brandon Ayuk talk. It's just too much. Like, is he staying? Is he going? At this point, I couldn't care less about it. It's mind-numbing to me at this point. Like, I don't understand why the 49ers would entertain trading him unless a team is going to give you a crazy haul in return.
What are they asking for? Aren't they asking for 2 ones?
Well, I think that's their strategy is, let's ask for 2 ones. Nobody will meet that. He plays the last year on his rookie deal, and then he's free to walk, and we get a compensatory pick at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is Brandon Ayuk really going to sit out the season?
No.
And leave $14.1 million on the table?
No.
Zero chance that happens.
And
that,
by the way, if he balls out, they could still re-sign him. They could.
Right. And look, I'm team player. I'm pro the player side. Make as much money as you can. Your NFL careers are fleeting and short. But it's $14 million.
But back to this,
it's
a little deal cakes that McCaffrey had a slip up. I think he was saying, like you can interpret as he was talking about last season, he was his teammate, and this season he hasn't been his teammate yet.
Yeah.
Little deal. Doesn't mean anything.
Big deal or little deal, EB, you can now pay the low price of $99 for an AI companion named Friend that you wear like a necklace. The pendant on your necklace has a built-in microphone that listens and responds to whatever you say. It's always listening and tosses out comments when it wants to for the price of $99. You can call your friend and tell your friend can tell you to wake up.
Yeah, would it tell AB to wake up? Would it tell AB to wake up during the segment? Because there's, I actually said you were just in deep thought. There's somebody who's tweeted not only pictures, because I then defended you and said he's in deep thought, then sent a video alleging you fell asleep during the Mike Jones segment.
All right. Well, no, I asked questions, but right, I'm telling you. I
mean, your eyes were definitely closed for a while.
For a few seconds. I'm having a hard time keeping them open.
Very little deal.
I'm going to say, big deal. Maybe that's going to end up replacing Alexa. Has Alexa been replacing her? Does anybody use Alexa anymore?
I use it every day. We use it every day.
It just sits there.
How do you guys not ask Alexa what the weather is or how long to cook your salmon?
Just look it up on my phone.
You know what my dad...
Yeah, just talk, though.
You know what my dad does? It's just so old man. He goes, hey, Alexa, tell me a joke.
Oh, he does?
And he wants dad jokes from Alexa? Hold on. You still need to ask your Alexa how long to cook your salmon? Well, don't you cook salmon every day?
I cook a lot of stuff, but I'm just giving you an example.
Okay.
But I also might say, what time do the Nats play today? Or, you know, I mean,
is it going to rain later?
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe you guys don't. I use it all
never.
The time. It's listening to you anyway.
That's what this is for.
I know, but you don't have to type.
You're so lazy.
Typing's hard. Typing's butt easy.
I know, it's a lot easier to just talk.
Hey, Eric, I'll humor you. I'll tell you some stuff my dad asked Alexa off air.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You will wake up for this story. And I'm going to guess, blind, that this is a big deal for you. Morgan Wallen hinting at new music.
Of course it's a big deal.
He rarely posts on social media, so fans were really happy when he posted a highlight reel of his past few shows while also teasing new music.
In his voiceover,
he said, I've been in the studio for the past couple days. I was just thinking I haven't been on here to give y'all an update in a long time. I was mostly just laying low and staying out of trouble. I'm really excited for y'all to hear the new music. It sounds awesome.
He's trying not to throw any more chairs off the rooftop of
probably avoid doing that. A
Nashville bar.
Not a great thing. Getting
back to your AI story for a second.
Yeah.
Valdez, you never told the nugget when JP was asking yesterday about who are the guys doing the commercial read. Remember? This is interesting.
Yeah. It's AI. You basically can type anything you want into a system.
Can you play what he's talking about so I can hear it?
I gotta find
it. Can we do it when we come back?
I don't know where it is.
Okay. If you could find it.
I can try and find it.
Then we got somebody up here. We can go to him when we come back. He's upset about my beef with Laurel. I don't have a beef with Laurel. It's just nasty.
You're welcome to join us on an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back. By the way, if EB doesn't have time to do the sauna at Norbeck today, all he has to do is go down into the parking garage. Man, that place
is a freaking steam bath down there.
Because of all the rain and the humidity, it's just like a perfect storm. It's basically a sauna down there.
Right.
So if you don't have time for your regular sauna, just go down, grab a towel from the gym, and just hang out in the parking garage for 15, 20 minutes, you're good.
I met a guy. I hit the sauna after I played. Then I sat down and had dinner with Squirrel and his family. And then a guy came up and they know. And I go, hey, nice to meet you, John. And he goes, Sauna John. I go, Sauna John? What are you talking about?
I believe I ran into him in the sauna about 2 months ago.
He goes, I called in the show. And I go, oh, okay, that's cool. But, you know. We take 9 million calls. I don't necessarily remember. He goes, yeah, I'm Sauna John. And I go, you're Sauna John? I made one call.
Yeah. He's got a name.
He's already Sauna John.
It's his brand.
It's his branding. Branding's important.
He said, that he shared a sauna with Cakes.
He did, yeah.
And he's apparently a big listener.
Loves
the show, which is great.
Yeah.
I think he was a little offended that I didn't remember his call. So, I mean, I might vaguely remember.
Right.
Hey, is that guy still psyched to have us play the Pro-Am at Waste Management?
For sure. I mean, that's what he said. And for sure, we could go out there and get tickets and, you know, be in like a suite for the, you know, all the debauchery.
You guys should do it.
I mean, if you really want to do it, it's a pain in the ass to fly out to it.
Arizona.
Well, it's right around the Super Bowl, too, right?
Of course. Yeah. I have my waste management party.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Don't forget about my party cake.
Well, as we get closer, just waste management guy that's listening, just remind us as we get closer. And then we'll figure out if we want to actually do that.
I already figured it out. Yes.
You do?
Yeah, you're already a yes.
Yeah, I'm already a yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know people in high places.
All right, let's go. Let me see. A bunch of people are pissed off here. somebody says he doesn't like the EB called Pennsylvania Hillbilly State. That's really Jason's thing. I don't have as much.
Today was Valdez called people from Pennsylvania.
I don't have as
Hillbillies.
Much against.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah, certainly.
All right, but let's start with Clarence. He's Clarence from Laurel. Great name, Clarence.
By the way, across the board, before we get to Clarence, I would say Pennsylvania, much more hillbilly than Maryland.
Maybe personally. So. I don't know from it.
I mean, I'm just.
Is that true? I really don't know.
Think so.
I don't really think so.
You know what? Scotty's vodka Philly. Poll of the day. Scotty's more hillbilly state, yes. Maryland or Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania right. Wins in a freaking landslide.
Scotty's vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. All right, that's it.
All right, let's go.
I used to visit my pops when he lived, you know, his latter
in
years.
In Allentown?
He lived in a little tiny town called Martinsburg, which is in central Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you, it's hillbilly central driving through Pennsylvania.
But we got a bunch of towns like that.
I'm not casting aspersions, am I?
Well, no, I mean, it's your perception.
Sure, there are plenty of towns like that in Maryland.
Yeah.
I think Pennsylvania's got us beat by a wide margin.
You might be right. Clarence.
What's going on, boys? How you doing this morning?
What's up, Clarence?
Doing great. Clarence, you live in Laurel?
So, I feel like I became a man in Laurel. So, I moved from D.C. back in 2000. So, from 2000 to pretty much now,
yeah,
I've been, you know, familiar with Laurel. But what's your beef with Laurel, EB?
Well, at one point, I think it was, I've deemed it basically the porno store capital of the world. Like every block.
I think it also stems from there. I think there's a little bit of snobbery growing up in Bowie. Because Bowie was
mostly
adjacent to Laurel.
I think EB mostly developed it during the college years.
No, listen.
The same place. The high schools look the same. We both have racetracks. Like, it's pretty much the same place, I feel
it's
like.
A good point.
Listen, I'm not saying that Bowie is some metropolis or anything, you know, some amazing city. It just happens to be where we're from. I do think it's a little bit greater than Laurel, but I mean, it's like, you know, two ugly chicks at a, you know, ugly chick parade. Yeah. I mean, it's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it's that much better. I'm not saying it's that much better, but I know this. I can't think of a porno store in Bowie. And in Laurel.
I can't think of one anywhere at this point.
Okay. Ever.
Ever.
In Laurel, literally every block, they'd have like that soap. You know what I mean? On the windows.
Yeah. Soap drawings and video
soap
movie
drawings,
liquidators.
Video movie liquidators, you know, $9.99 porno at every block.
Right there on Route 1. I know that.
And you even had a place literally where I think they did peep shows.
I think you may be right.
Yeah. I mean, so what do you want me to tell you, dude? I think it lowers the city a little bit. The town, whatever it is.
They have a silly racetrack.
I'll give you that. I've been a long time listener, and I always hear you talk about Laurel, and I've always wanted to ask that.
Be honest with you, that's my biggest beef. Now, when they had that big Circuit City in there, I was a big fan. I would go to Circuit City all the time. I love Circuit City, but I had to drive by 14 porno stores.
So ever since Circuit City shut down, Laurel's just
it's not a destination.
Yeah, she's gone downhill.
It's not a destination anymore.
Well, I'm like I said, I'm biased. I graduated from Laurel High School. My kids are product of Laurel. I met both of my wives in Laurel. So
both
your wives. Yeah, good for you. All right, buddy.
I'm biased, but
God bless you, man.
Let me look at notable people from Laurel High School.
It's kind of a running joke.
Yeah. For me, it's just the porno store thing. And I could not believe.
By the way, you frequented all those porn.
Well, I had to see what there was in there.
But see what was
in there. I swear to God, I never went to the one that had the peep shows.
I know.
There's one over there. Literally,
you have to stand.
I don't know if it's a peep show, but like you go in a booth.
A glory.
Yeah. No, I don't know, but they had a booth.
No. It was a peep show place.
Was it a peep show?
I remember, but I mean, I know that he developed this hatred of Laurel during the college years.
makes you think like you go in and there's like a curtain or a that comes up and there's
it said something like live girls or something. Like it was legit.
Well, I don't know if it was live girls, but
I don't think that.
I think you go in there and pick
stuff that was happening in Times Square, like back in the 70s and 80s, and like in Amsterdam.
No, I'm
like,
not saying that. I think it was you put in a quarter and it showed you something. I think that was my assumption.
It's not like Taken.
Who knows? All right, let's go to Kevin. Fairfax. Kevin, what's up?
Speaking of hillbillies from Pennsylvania, brother. Here's Kevin.
Hey, I resent that. I grew up less than an hour from Altoona. I know Cakes knows Altoona.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
But I gave Drab a list of amusement parks to go, and the one in Altoona would have been perfect. He could have went to a minor league baseball game at the Curve. I mean, you got the Curve. You're only an hour from State College. There are hillbillies, but not everywhere.
Trust me, there's plenty to go around.
Right. But what is your beef, though?
Because I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I'm not a hillbilly.
You sound like one. You definitely sound like one. What do you do for a living, that. Kevin?
He works. He's the guy that works at Harris Theater.
Oh, it's that Kevin.
Oh, okay. By the way, you'd be Harry Pie Kevin. A couple people have texted me, and they may be right.
Yeah,
your slander of Laurel may really be more about Beltsville.
Well, that is right on the edge. It is.
But a lot of those shops were probably
Beltsville blends right in the Laurel.
Right, it was probably actually Beltsville more than Laurel.
Slash Laurel. Laurel. Believe me, Laurel was not above it.
I understand that.
But
Laurel kind of started at the mall. Listen, I would say Laurel Mall towards Bowie. Like that's how I see Laurel.
I see it the other way. Beltsville towards Laurel on the way. Because I used to actually go to that Herting Mall. What was that terrible mall?
Laurel Mall.
Yeah, I used to go to that terrible mall. I go to the food court there, get a Sbarro pizza or something. I used to go there.
Grab a slice after your peep show?
Yeah. I never went to the peep show. I was scared of that place, to be honest with you.
I don't really see many silly notables from Laurel.
The most notable.
Well, they do have Biz Markie.
Yeah. That's one.
It's a good one.
Marty Friedman, who played guitar in Megadeth for many years, went to Laurel High School. That's probably their
and they had a boxer, Andrew Maynard. Person.
That's their guy.
He was from Laurel High School?
He won a gold medal. What? No, it just says born in Laurel.
Oh, okay.
See, look at all these achievers in Laurel. You sleep. All right, when we come back, we will do EB's entertainment page next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
By the way, if EB doesn't have time to do the sauna at Norbeck today, all he has to do is go down into the parking garage. Man, that place is a freaking
so
steam bath down there.
Is that
right? Because of all the rain and the humidity, yeah. It's just like a perfect storm. It's basically a sauna down there.
Right.
So if you don't have time for your regular sauna,
right,
just go down, grab a towel from the gym, and just hang out in the parking garage for 15, 20 minutes. You're good.
I met a guy. I hit the sauna after I played. And then I sat down and had dinner with Squirrel and his family. And then a guy came up and they know. And I go, hey, nice to meet you, John. And he goes, Sauna John. I go, Sauna John? What are you talking about?
I believe I ran into him in the sauna about 2 months ago.
He goes, I called in the show. And I go, oh, okay, that's cool. But, you know, we take 9 million calls. I don't necessarily remember. He goes, yeah, I'm Sauna John. And I go, you're Sauna John? I made one call.
Yeah. He's got a name.
He's already
now.
Sauna John.
It's his brand.
It's his branding.
Branding's important.
He said, that he shared a sauna with Cakes.
He did, yeah.
And he's apparently a big listener.
Loves
the show, which is great.
Yep.
I think he was a little offended that I didn't remember his call. So, I mean, I might vaguely remember.
Right.
It.
Hey, is that guy still psyched to have us play the Pro-Am at Waste Management?
For sure. I mean, that's what he said. And for sure, we could go out there and get tickets and, you know, be in like a suite for the, you know, all the debauchery.
You guys should do it.
I mean, if you really want to do it, it's a pain in the ass to fly out to Arizona.
Well, it's right around the Super Bowl, too, right?
Of course. Yeah. I have my waste management
party. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Don't forget about my party cake.
Well, as we get closer, just waste management guy that's listening. Just remind us as we get closer, and then we'll figure out if we want to actually do that.
I already figured it out. Yes,
you do.
Yeah, you're already a yes.
Yeah, I'm already a yes.
Yeah,
you know people in high places.
All right, let's go. Let me see. A bunch of people are pissed off here. somebody says he doesn't like the EB called Pennsylvania Hillbilly State. That's really Jason's thing. I don't have as much.
Today it was Valdez called people from Pennsylvania.
I don't have as
hillbillies.
Much against.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah, certainly.
All right, but let's start with Clarence. He's Clarence from Laurel. Great name, Clarence.
By the way, across the board, before we get to Clarence, I would say Pennsylvania, much more hillbilly than Maryland.
Maybe personally. So. I don't know from it.
I mean, I'm just.
Is that true? I really don't know.
Think
I don't
so.
Really, I don't
oh,
really
I think
know.
So.
You know what, Scotty's vodka poll of the day. More hillbilly state, yes. Maryland or Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania right. wins in a freaking landslide.
Scotty's vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. All right, that's it.
All right, let's go.
I used to visit my pops when he lived, you know, his latter
in
years.
Allentown?
When he lived in a little tiny town called Martinsburg, which is in central Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you, it's hillbilly central driving through Pennsylvania.
But we got a bunch of towns like that.
I'm not casting aspersions, am I?
Well, no. I mean, it's your perception.
Sure, there are plenty of towns like that in Maryland.
Yeah.
I think Pennsylvania's got us beat by a wide margin.
You might be right. Clarence.
What's going
on, boys? How you doing this morning?
What's up, Clarence?
Doing great. Clarence, you live in Laurel?
So I feel like I became a man in Laurel. So I moved from D.C. back in 2000. So from 2000 to pretty much now,
yeah,
I've been, you know, familiar with Laurel. But what's your beef with Laurel, E.B.?
Well, at one point, I think it was, I've deemed it basically the porno store capital of the world. Like, every block.
I think it also stems from, there. I think there's a little bit of snobbery growing up in Bowie. Because Bowie was
I think it's mostly
adjacent to Laurel.
I think EB mostly developed it during the college years.
Listen.
The same place. The high schools look the same. We both have racetracks. Like, it's pretty much the same place, I feel
it's
like.
A good point.
Listen, I'm not, I'm not saying that Bowie is some metropolis or anything, you know, some amazing city. It just happens to be where we're from. I do think it's a little bit greater than Laurel, but I mean, it's like, you know, two ugly chicks at a, you know, ugly chick parade. Yeah. I mean, it's
okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it's that much better. I'm not saying it's that much better, but I know this. I can't think of a porno store in Bowie and Laurel.
I can't think of one anywhere at this point.
Okay. Ever.
Ever.
In Laurel, literally every block, they'd have like that soap. You know what I mean? On the the windows.
Yeah. Soap drawings and video
soap
movie
drawings,
liquidators.
Video movie liquidators, you know, $9.99 porno at every block.
Right there on Route 1. I know that.
And you even had a place literally where I think they did peep shows.
I think you may be right.
Yeah. I mean, so what do you want me to tell you, dude? I think it lowers the city a little bit. The town, whatever it is.
They have a silly racetrack.
I'll give you that. I've been a long time listener. And I always hear you talk about Laurel, and I've always wanted to ask that.
Be honest with you, that's my biggest beef. Now, when they had that big Circuit City in there, I was a big fan. I would go to Circuit City all the time. I love Circuit City, but I had to drive by 14 porno stores.
So ever since Circuit City shut down, Laurel's just
it's not a destination.
Yeah, she's gone downhill.
It's not a destination anymore.
Well, I'm like I said, I'm biased. I graduated from Laurel High School. My kids are product of Laurel. I met both of my wives in Laurel, so
both
your wives. Yeah, good for you. All right, buddy.
I'm biased, but
God bless you, man.
Let me look at notable people from Laurel High School.
It's kind of a running joke.
Yeah. For me, it's just the porno store thing. And I could not believe.
By the way, you frequented all those porn.
Well, I had to see what there was in there.
But see what was in there.
I swear to God, I never went to the one that had the peep shows.
I know.
There's one over there. Literally, you have to stand. Yes. No, I don't know if it's a peep show, but like you go in a booth.
A glory.
Yeah. No, I don't know, but they had a booth.
No. It was a peep show place.
Was it a peep show?
I remember, but I know that he developed this hatred of Laurel during the college years.
Like, makes you think like you go in and there's like a curtain or that comes up and there's
it said something like live girls or something like it was legit.
Well, I don't know if it was live girls, but
I don't think that.
I think you go in there and pay
stuff that was happening in Times Square like back in the 70s and 80s and like in Amsterdam.
No, I'm
like,
not saying that. I think it was you put in a quarter and it showed you something. I think that was my assumption.
It's not like Taken.
Who knows? All right, let's go to Kevin Fairfax. Kevin, what's up?
Speaking of hillbillies from Pennsylvania, fellas. Here's Kevin.
Hey, I resent that. I grew up less than an hour from Altoona. I know Cakes knows Altoona.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
But I gave Drab a list of amusement parks to go, and the one in Altoona would have been perfect. He could have went to a minor league baseball game at the Curve. I mean, you got the Curve. You're only an hour from State College. There are hillbillies, but not everywhere.
Trust me, there's plenty to go around.
Right. What is your beef, though?
Because I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I'm not a hillbilly.
You sound like strange, one. But... You definitely sound like one. What do you do for a living, God. Kevin?
He's the guy that works at Harris Theater.
Oh, it's that Kevin.
Okay. By the way, a couple people have texted me, and they may be right.
Yeah?
Your slander of Laurel may really be more about Beltsville.
Well, that is right on the edge. Yeah. It is.
But a lot of those shops were probably
Beltsville blends right in the Laurel. Right,
it was probably actually Beltsville more than Laurel.
Slash Laurel. Laurel. Believe me, Laurel was not above it.
I understand that.
But
Laurel kind of started at the mall. Listen, I would say Laurel Mall towards Bowie. Like that's how I see Laurel.
I see it the other way. Beltsville towards Laurel on the way. Because I used to actually go to that Herting Mall. What was that terrible mall?
Laurel Mall.
Yeah, I used to go to that terrible mall. I go to the food court there, get a Sbarro pizza or something. I used to go there.
Grab a slice after your peep show?
Yeah. I never went to the peep shows. I was scared of that place, to be honest with you.
I don't really see many silly notables from Laurel.
The most notable.
Well, they do have Biz Markie.
Yeah. That's one.
It's a good one.
Marty Friedman, who played guitar in Megadeth for many years, went to Laurel High School. That's probably their
and they had a boxer, Andrew Maynard. Person.
That's their guy.
He was from Laurel High School?
He won a gold medal. What? No, it just says born in Laurel.
Oh, okay.
See, look at all these achievers in Laurel. You sleep. All right, when we come back, we will do EB's entertainment page next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.